social welfare organization. It's the first time I hear that it's a beach group. And about the announcement, he said, why do you think we would object to it? Of course, make the announcement. So this set the mood. Then I presented our proposal. But then he said, then I told him I had to go to Pompidou. He said, well, if we don't finish, maybe we can meet tomorrow. I had said it first, all right, we'll meet tomorrow. And I was thinking of staying over. That would have given us a tremendous press place. But then, the more I thought about it, is without preparing Saigon, if I stayed over, yeah. Saigon, on top of that peace plan, would have thought we had sold him up.
Sure.
So then,
true.
Then he presented maybe 30 pages of documents. And if you consider that in the past they've never presented more than one, now their new peace plan is still not acceptable, and I'm not arguing that. But they're moving step by step. It's already amazing that every meeting they propose a new plan. Formerly they made one plan and stuck with it for a year. When we started, they said Pew had to go and the provisional government had to be set up. Then they said Pew could stay as long as we promised to set up a provisional government later. Now they say the administration in Saigon can stay even after the provisional government is set up. To administer the part of the territory it controls. That's also not acceptable. All I'm saying is that they're moving step by step. But I don't want to go into the details now, but I could do it tomorrow.
Not sure.
When he was through with all of this, I said, I thought about it, Mr. Special Advisor. There isn't enough here to meet tomorrow. And this is so much we've got to study. And he said, well, when can you meet again? I said, well, I proposed the 29th. And I have a State Department interpreter, a reliable guy who was with Harriman. He said he'd never seen anything like that. He said, Lee Ducksford went to pieces. He said, I must know one thing from you, and you must tell me now. Do you want to settle it? I said, yes, we want to settle it, but I said, I want to tell you something. We don't have to settle it for the election. Actually, settling it is a liability for the election. And I let him the Harris poll, and I let him the other poll. So I said, if you were able to have other concessions from us because of the election, frankly, we'd really a little bit prefer not to settle it before the election for political reasons, but because this is so important for the sake of mankind, we'll settle it before the election if you let us. But don't count on any more concessions. He said, you have to tell us if you want to settle it, all our plans will be made to settle it. If you tell us you don't want to settle it, it's childish. I said, yes, we want to settle it. He said, give me a name. I said, well, October 15th. He took my hand and said, our first 15th, we'll settle it October 15th. Then he said, October 15th, between you and us or between everybody? I said, I think we'll be doing well if we do it between you and us, the others, I don't see. He said, oh, no, we ought to get them all done by the end of October anyway. With Saigon and everybody else. So I then, I said, all right, I said, I'll have to check with the president. We'll aim for next Friday or early the following week. He said, can you come for 2 days? So I said, I'll try. And I pretty well promised to him because I figured if I go for a day, they announce we meet in the morning. Then in the evening, they announce that I've extended it for a day. If we have pre-positioned Saigon so that they don't remove it. After that, our domestic opposition has to shut up. I mean, something has to be going on if we meet for 2 days. And Hanoi has to shut up. Now, frankly, I don't see how it can be settled with all these issues unresolved. But he said, let's do it this way. He said, let's agree on all the things we agree on and draft language. Let's agree on the International Control Commission and let's spend the whole day on the political settlement. I frankly don't see how it's going to get solved. But he was absolutely, I cannot overemphasize how panic he was. Now you can say he's stringing us along, but if he's stringing us along, he would delay the meeting.
Yeah.
What does he get out of the 2-day meeting? The 2-day said, look, they don't know how to do it. They keep making moves. For them, they have made huge concessions. I mean, considering where they started, that in 3 months they had moved from disbanding everything in South Vietnam to keeping Saigon in charge of the area controls. That's an unbelievable move for them. That's not enough. Whether they can go the rest of the way, I would doubt. But in order to go the rest of the way, but in order to find that out, they have to do so many things to help you. Vietnam. He said, of course, I repeat everything that I said to the president. I said, I'm glad you said this because the president specifically told me to tell you that he repeats everything he said to you. He said, well, let's go to business. He said, we wish you every success. We want this settled. We are not doing anything to keep it going. And it is true in the statement of Vietnam Co. They didn't say, as they always do, we give you support, is that we give you support for the defense of the fatherland. They didn't say we support you until the inevitable trial. He still said that he said next to nothing about overthrowing Hugh Gresham. Nothing, in fact. It was extremely mild, in fact, milder than the French. I mean, the public French, Pompidou. Again, this is what most people don't recognize, is how much prestige you have in the bank with these leaders. You won't be due, even that true. sold it as guaranteed.
Trade
is guaranteed. I mean, all the provisions, they're coming over here, really. The maritime agreement, they have to come over for some people saying on bunkering, which is the lawyer's job.
Yeah.
But that's done. That maritime agreement we'll have to announce next week. We can't hold that because we needed to get the grain of it. The trade agreement is practically, it's 99% done.
What do you want to go or Roger Scott?
I'll tell them that they're sending a delegation next week. And then we will send out instructions to the
okay,
then
we're still hung up on that lease and that you told them it's 600 even not 625 is enough. We're trying to get closer to 750.
That's a separate agreement than that lease.
I see.
And on trade I'll tell them that Lynn is now putting it all together. We'll send out instructions. Great progress, but I won't tell him.
Was Lynn with you?
Yeah. I asked for him to come over because he knew all the technical details.
He's also completely trustworthy. Lynn?
It was James Lynn.
Oh.
Peterson's deputy. Yeah.
Jim Lynn. Yeah.
Jim Lynn.
He's trustworthy.
Absolutely.
He's on our side, basically.
1,000%.
Can we worry about him? He won't leave.
Oh, no. He won't.
Better than Peterson.
And Peterson won't leave if I can sort of give him the feeling that I've talked to you and that you're counting on him and that he's going to manage it.
And he's going to manage.
And maybe we should write him a letter. And if his vanity is massaged, he won't leave either. But
are you massaged his vanity? We'll do that. Sure.
And I can get out enough tomorrow to take the cream off it so that all they can leave is.
Right. All you have to do is lift the curtain.
And then the next big news will be the actual agreement.
You, of course, will probably want to install my other subjects for discussion.
Yes, but those I won't go into great detail.
No.
On European security, I'll tell them enough just what the issues are without saying what the days are. On Seoul, I'll just say what's discussed. And I will not tell them anything that's
going to be on
the day, but on that we are basically on schedule. Vietnam, we had a very constructive discussion. One thing I want to knock in the head is that we rather had a story that you raised me to Moscow or sent me quickly to Moscow because the blockade is moving and we offered them trade for their help.
Jesus Christ.
We don't operate that crudely.
You announced that this morning.
He said it from right to us over what purpose
to get them to shut off supply since the blockade wasn't working and in return we just got some trading.
Goddamn. That's just a goddamn lie.
It's insidious.
Huh?
It's insidious.
We have never. They don't understand.
First, it's the truth that the blockade isn't working.
Well, that's the idea, you see, that you're giving U.S. more assets to get them. Turn off when it's been a failure.
Jesus Christ, is that amazing? What did he make? He just made it up?
No, he got it.
He's too dumb to make it up.
And he quoted administration to it.
He got it in state. Well, hell, will they know that?
State or CIA?
Guy somewhere.
But what in the hell? Who's saying the blockade isn't working?
Well, there were two documents leaked that were selectively quoted